He says she had this discharge, so then the mother would not go and give birth again a second time the same year. And here also the Chura, it would not give birth a second time the same year. Samar says no. Even if you want to say that when she only had tinnif, if the mother only had a discharge this year, like a miscarriage, that she will be able to have another kid the same year, but I'll tell you, your ledus, vada, in the case where she gave birth to a good kid, she gave birth to three kids first, and the chazeras ledus then the mother will not be able, this gediyah, this kid will not be able to have another kid the same year. So even though after tinnith it could be, could have a kid the same year, but where the gediyah gave birth for sure to one, then we say the same year, it cannot give birth again to another kid. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shimon said the ma'aseh was, Ani risa gediyah, I saw a gediyah. So the question is, my eko, what's the difference between Bein Tana Kamo and Rabbi Shimon? Of course, they're both saying the same thing, that it's possible for this kid, it's a she-goat, she-kid, to give birth like to 10 kids the same year, you could have 10 kids here. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, yes, eko could be the nafkamina would be the ziri. The ziri is a loch like we had before, that tinnif takes at least 30 days. That Tanakama is led to Ziri. Tanakama holds yes from Ziri. Therefore, the case is here that she started to have the first tinuf at the beginning of the 6th month, and it lasted throughout those 6 months. And therefore, beginning of the 7th month, she became pregnant, and she gave birth mamash at the end of the year, the last year, last day of that year. Now, Rabbi Shimon, less led to Ziri. Rabbi Shimon maybe doesn't know from Ziri. So, quote Rabbi Shimon, doesn't have to be makbah that she started to see the tinuf at the beginning of the 6th month. It could be before, it could be later. That's the Maisa, that's what Shimon is hitting on. That the tinnif does not have to be for 30 complete days, it could be for less than 30 days. So if it doesn't say clearly when the tinnif started. Rash Yavakomar, she surah b'teich shenosa kleymar, yoymo yimayimar so yom b'teich shana, shenelud, shalei ikval elud ad yimachron shoshnosa, doesn't have to be to the last day of the year. Even though she was matana for the end of the 6th, because the tinnif doesn't take a complete month. That's what Shimon's saying, that could be she gave birth to a kid even before the last day of the year. The boy said, if you want to get the answer like this, the boy is saying, I tell you, the kulayalm is lo de zero. Now both, Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama, both hold from zero to halacha, that the tinnif is for 30 days. That's the machlokes over here. Could she give birth in the middle of the 5th month or not? And therefore, dafka at the end of the year that she gave birth, mama should have a complete 5 months of pregnancy. But the Rabbi Shimon, that he doesn't say complete year, is yoledes. Could be she gave birth in the middle of the 5th month. So it could be way before the end of the year she gave birth. Boys, if one I could answer you, the kula yalma, you let this lemikutoyim. Everybody else, she does not give birth lemikutoyim. For hoch again, the machlekes here is the mixas yom kula kemiflagi. The Tanakama lo yamina, I do not say mixas yom kula. Therefore, the tinnit started at the beginning of the 6th month, the first day. It ended at the end of the 6th month, and therefore you have to complete 5 months. See, for pregnancy, you just make at the end of the year. But the Rabbi Shimon, Arminu, we do say mixas yom kula. See, 1 day earlier. Like the last day of the tinnif, when she finished that morning, the day is over. And the rest of the day is considered like a new day, so therefore she could become pregnant that day, so she could give birth a day earlier. The boy same if one I could answer you, the boy same, the kula yam, everybody holds their meaning, we do say, mixas a yam kukula. Yes, we say mixas a yam kukula. The yochim, so what's the machlokes over here? The mechusas man, nichnas ledil isasa kemiflagi. That's the machlokes. It's a mechusas man, it's not roi for korban. And we know the maisa behemah before it's 7 days old is called the mechusas man. You can't bring it for korban until it's 8 days old. So it could be that's the machlokes. Mechusas man, nichnas ledil isasa. That according to the Tanakamo, it's not nichnas ledil isasa. That could be born like 7 days before the end of the year, that year they're all fit for korban. Mashenko, according to Rabbi Shimon, even though it was born the last day of the year, still it's nechnosim ledil esaser that day, even though it's not fit for korban for another 7 days. The Mor says, Vatanya, like the Nechus, who learned like this, machlokes like this, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Weimer,